data. The stuff's been around for as long as we've had the tools to measure it, and in recent years has exploded into an obsession for many, as sources and ways to access them multiply exponentially. And it turns out numbers can tell us a lot about the way our lives are changing and why. But navigating all of this information can seem like a pretty Sisyphean task. You have to know where to look and what questions to ask. Mona Chalabi actually likes this stuff. She's a writer for the data journalism website 538.com, and she's here to help us navigate one small part of the journey through data. So, Mona, let's start with a single number. What caught your eye this last week?
It's the number 4,598, and that's the number of triplets that were born in 2012. And the reason why it struck me as really, really interesting is that that number has fallen. When I looked back at the historic data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, I noticed that 35% fewer women had given birth to triplets in 2012 than 10 years ago. That seems really strange to me.
And is that part of an overall decline in multiple births?
No, that's the really interesting bit. So twin births are actually increasing. In fact, the probability that a birth will be twins has risen by 50% since 1980, while all other types of multiple births have actually fallen since that time.
Any idea why that's happening?
Well, when I first noticed the trend, I just assumed it had to be down to IVF. It's well documented that IVF increases the chances of having a multiple birth. And I know that IVF is not only being used more often, it's also more successful.
Well, how does that explain then why there would be more twins and fewer triplets?
Exactly. It's a real paradox. And it's partly because the medical technology that's being used in IVF is changing as it's learning about the risks that are associated with its use. So infants that are born in pregnancies where they have shared a womb tend to be born sooner and smaller than single birth babies. And that explains why twins are about 5 times more likely to die in infancy. And for triplets, the risk is 10 times greater.
Is it possible also that parents who go through IVF treatments possibly don't use all the fertilized embryos? In other words, they might choose to give birth to twins as opposed to multiple births like triplets or quintuplets or quadruplets.
That's also possibly a part of it. So actually, when the eggs have been implanted, they can kind of see that that has resulted in, say, like 5 embryos or whatever, and they can choose basically to only continue with twins, for example. But there's no statistics on that, so it would be pure conjecture. But we do know that because of this change in guidelines, the doctors who are using IVF are actually implanting fewer eggs. So that's kind of a really solid base of evidence for why triplets are on the decline.
Well, is there any other reason that you've been able to track through data?
So IVF doesn't explain the full story here. Actually, a big part of it, or about a third of it, of the explanation according to the CDC, is that American women are just choosing to have children later on in life. And because older women tend to produce multiple eggs in a cycle, they're just more likely to have a multiple birth. Even without IVF, the chances of a woman in her 40s having twins is like 5 times higher than a woman in her 20s. Neither of those factors, so neither the changes in IVF nor the fact that American women are giving birth later on in life, look set to change. So basically, as long as American women continue to have children later on in life and the IVF industry continues to evolve, you can expect to see a future with a lot more American twins in it.
Mona Chalabi is the lead writer for Data Lab at 538.com. Mona, it was great talking to you.
Thank you.